Imagine a world where your medicine cabinet contains living remedies grown in your own garden, where healing knowledge flows from grandmother to granddaughter, and where women's bodies are honored as sacred vessels of creation. This was once our reality. For millennia, women served as the primary keepers of herbal wisdom, gathering plants by moonlight and creating powerful medicines for their communities. This feminine healing tradition thrived until the witch hunts executed thousands of women healers and the Industrial Revolution elevated technological medicine while dismissing traditional practices. Today, we're witnessing a remarkable renaissance as women reclaim their herbal heritage. This revival represents a fundamental reconnection with Earth's wisdom and our own intuitive healing powers. Contrary to popular belief, herbalism and Western medicine aren't opposing forces, but complementary approaches. While allopathic medicine excels at emergency care, herbs build and restore the system without side effects. Women's bodies have a special affinity for plant medicine, which provides deep nourishment to female organs and heals imbalances in what Gladstar poetically calls the deep, moist places of our female being. The plants themselves are herbalism's greatest teachers. Direct experience reveals the magic of the green world through observation of colors, scents, and relationships. This develops peace and wisdom while awakening intuition. Even urban dwellers can connect with plants through simple acts like preparing herbal teas or tending potted herbs. Find a tree that calls to you, embrace it, and open yourself to its energy. Trees have strong supportive energy and communicate clearly when we are receptive. This direct communion forms the foundation of herbal practice. New herbalists should focus deeply on a few essential herbs rather than collecting many. Key pantry herbs include cayenne for circulation, chamomile for stress, comfrey for wounds, dandelion for liver, echinacea for immunity, garlic as an antibiotic, ginger for digestion and menstrual health, and golden seal as an antibiotic. Cultivate, don't wildcraft due to endangerment. Like cooking, herb preparation follows basic rules and requires simple tools. While quality products can be purchased, handmade preparations are superior and simple to create. For leaves and flowers, make infusions by steeping in boiling water covered for 10 to 20 minutes. For roots and barks, make decoctions by simmering covered for 15 to 20 minutes. For chronic conditions, drink 3 to 4 cups daily for 3 to 4 months with weekly rest days. For acute issues, take small, frequent doses until improvement. Medicinal oils serve as bases for salves and massage oils. Use quality olive oil and dry herbs to prevent mold. Salves, made by solidifying medicinal oils with beeswax, are simple yet professional and effective. Tinctures, highly concentrated liquid herbal extracts, offer exceptional longevity, compact storage, and easy administration. They're ideal for travel, first aid kits, and acute illness, while being cost-effective when homemade. To make tinctures, finely chop herbs, preferably fresh, place in a clean jar, and cover with alcohol plus 2-3 extra inches. Store in a warm, dark place for 4 to 6 weeks, shaking daily. Strain through cheesecloth, squeezing thoroughly, and store in dark bottles. Herbal syrups are the most palatable preparations, perfect for children and those new to medicinal herbs. Make by simmering herbs in water until half reduced, strain, then add honey. Optional additions include brandy for preservation, essential oils, and fruit concentrates. Pills and capsules provide convenient alternatives. Pills are made by mixing powdered herbs with honey into a paste, forming small balls and drying them. Capsules offer tasteless consumption, but may be less effective as they must first pass through digestion. Our culture teaches young women that menstruation is merely a messy inconvenience, rather than a powerful transition into womanhood. Simple ceremonies can honor young women entering menarche, including gathering older women to share stories and symbolic gifts, or private mother-daughter ceremonies with wishes shared over moonlit tea. Hormonal imbalance causes much physical discomfort in early menstruation. When the liver and endocrine system are well nourished, many adolescent symptoms like painful periods, irregular cycles, and acne can be eliminated. Supportive herbs include astragalus to strengthen the entire system, burdock root to nourish with minerals while cleansing the liver, dandelion root to detoxify and nourish the liver, licorice root to regulate hormone production, and nettle leaf as an excellent liver and blood tonic. For menstrual cramps, effective herbal teas include cramp bark, pennyroyal leaf, and ginger root. External remedies include pennyroyal oil, used only externally, massaged over the pelvic area, and a ginger poultice applied with a heating pad on the lower back. Our fertile years, from first menstruation to final cycle, represent our prime creative period. Key herbs that nourish the female reproductive system include uterine tonics for strength, amenagogic herbs for menstrual flow, hormonal balancers for endocrine function, and uterine contractors for contractions. The liver plays a vital role in reproductive health by producing hormone building blocks and regulating hormonal activity. When reproductive tonics prove ineffective, addressing liver health often helps. For menstrual cramps, increase calcium intake through sesame seeds, yogurt, seaweeds, and dark leafy greens 10 days before menstruation. Use hormonal regulator tea for 3 weeks monthly, plus calcium-rich tea before periods. Infertility often results from energetic imbalances, where reproductive organs feel weak or excessively yin. Stress and exhaustion can leave the body lacking the reserve energy needed for conception. Key fertility-enhancing herbs include dong quai, rimonia, astragalus, false unicorn root, wild yam, and vitex, helping to heal organs, balance hormones, and restore vitality. During pregnancy, herbs provide both nourishment and life force energy. Safe options include black haw for preventing miscarriage, blessed thistle for milk production, chamomile for calming, cramp bark for stress reduction, dandelion for nutrients, ginger for morning sickness, and red raspberry leaf for uterine tone. Menopause marks the completion of our reproductive cycle and entrance into womanhood's third major phase. Though most women experience menopause between ages 40 to 55, only 10% find symptoms disagreeable enough to seek medication, while 80% find symptoms tolerable and 10% experience no disagreeable symptoms at all. Many menopausal symptoms mirror adrenal stress, nervous disorders, depression, irritability, fatigue, and mood swings. The three most predominant symptoms are hot flashes, vaginal dryness, and emotional instability. Fortunately, all symptoms are temporary and correctable through proper nutrition, exercise, and herbal support. Essential herbs for menopause include dong quai to tone reproductive organs and regulate hormones, ginseng to build life force and overcome fatigue, black cohosh to regulate hormone production, wild yam to provide building blocks for progesterone, and sage to reduce hot flashes. Ultimately, menopause represents a time of quiet power and inner strength, a threshold where the wisdom of the crone awaits those who seek it. By embracing this transition with herbal support rather than suppressing it, women can emerge with renewed vitality and deeper connection to their authentic selves.